With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign has been long on rhetoric and short on specifics, but that will begin to change later today. Harris unveils her economic plan during a rally in North Carolina. Her plan reportedly calls for price controls and scrutiny of corporations in the food and grocery industry. Former President Trump says that sounds like something straight out of Venezuela or the old Soviet Union.
As far as the personal attacks, I'm very angry at her. Because of what she's done to the country. I'm very angry at her that she'd weaponized the justice system against me and other people. Very angry at her. I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence. And I think she'll be a terrible president.
President Biden claims that some Medicare prescription drug prices will be coming down.
After months of negotiations between the administration and pharmaceutical companies, the list prices will be reduced starting in 2026. The president said it will mean big savings for millions of people on Medicare.
$1.5 billion less out of pocket for patients to the drug companies.
And he said it will save the government billions more. Popular blood thinners Xarelto and Eliquis and diabetes drugs Jardiance and Januvia are among the 10 drugs that will cost less. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, they got their man. North Carolina authorities say an escaped inmate serving a life sentence for murder has been recaptured after 3 days. 30-year-old Ramon Alston got away while being transported to a hospital in Hillsborough. Was arrested early this morning at a hotel in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It's about 110 miles from where he escaped. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in the red now. Dow futures down 37 points. The Nasdaq futures off 15. S&P futures 9 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Paralympics embraces transgenderism.
Valentino Petrello is a man who is living as a woman, and he is scheduled to compete in the upcoming Paralympic Games in Paris. The 50-year-old will compete in several track events for athletes with impaired vision. Petrello's presence has stirred controversy, with some true female competitors pointing out the unfair advantage he has. Transgenderism is being grappled with by sports governing bodies all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has ruled that minors do not need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state's constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. The legislature passed the parental consent law back in 2013, but it was blocked by an injunction. This is SRN News. Certain artists want their tunes off former President Trump's playlist.
Top powerhouses, American classics, British artists, and the estates of deceased legends and many musicians have long objected to Donald Trump using their songs at campaign events. Performers include Celine Dion, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna. Add to the list the son of the late soul singer Isaac Hayes, whose father co-wrote a Sam and Dave classic. Hayes' family announced on social media that it has threatened legal action against Trump for what it calls 134 counts of copyright infringement for the unauthorized use of the song Hold On, I'm Coming at campaign rallies from 2022 to 2024. I'm Norman Hall.
A Detroit judge suspended for ordering a teen into jail clothing and handcuffs after she fell asleep while she was on a field trip to his courtroom. The judge will undergo what's termed necessary training before returning to the bench. SRNNews.com.